From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A bipartisan measure aimed at giving people in rural Colorado financial help to cover high health insurance costs recently failed in a state Senate committee. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican and Democratic county commissioners from the Western Slope were among those testifying in support of the measure. Under the bill, people on the Western Slope, Eastern Plains, and Southern Colorado would receive a stipend if more than 15% of their salary goes to pay health insurance premiums. To qualify, they would have to earn less than 500% of the federal poverty level. Republican Senator Vicky Marble of Fort Collins voted against the bill.
I can't say that taking money from taxpayers to cover something that government caused is going to fix the problem.
Ultimately, it was defeated along party lines in the Senate State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The U.S. Defense Department has rescinded its 2016 policy allowing Military Service Academy athletes to go straight to the professional leagues upon graduation. The Pentagon says the athletes must serve 2 years of active duty before pursuing a career in professional sports. The change begins with this year's class and affects Air Force's Jalen Robinette, the NCAA's leader in yards per catch in 2016, who went undrafted after the policy reversal. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.